is Highland Radio with Paul McDevitt.
Yes, indeed, it is a Sunday evening here, and we are live in Arranmore for the Swell Festival between now and 9 p.m. 086-77-00-555. Please let us get your request. The atmosphere here is absolutely buzzing. To kick us off on this Monday. It's the Sunday night sessions, and here's the Logues.
People is a crowd. I spoke the words I love you, of that I am not proud. When I'm around you, I can't find my breath. Each day that I'm with you, I feel close to death. I know I'm in love when my freedom is gone. I want some more, just a little bit more. I promise that I'd meet you at the dock. The ship set sail for Ireland. The sea was quirling rough. We got into an argument. I swore I had enough. That night in Letterkenny, we danced until the night. We came to the conclusion we'd be bored if we don't fight. When I'm around you, I can't find my breath. Each day that I'm with you, I feel closer to death.
And that's taken from the brand new album, The Logues, which is called Coming of Age. And don't forget, The Logues will be playing at Dergfest along with the four of us and loads of other acts, which kicks off between the 20th and the 24th of July this year. Anyway, we're at the Swell Festival at long last. It's great to be back here again. If you haven't been here, you don't know what you're missing. If you are here, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The atmosphere is just something else. It's absolutely brilliant. The crowds here are phenomenal. The weather's just actually taking off for the better. We're talking about 20 degrees here, and tomorrow it gives the weather to be sunshine and no showers, especially in Arranmore. So anyway, listen. First of all, kicking us off musically, I'm delighted to say one of many acts that are joining us tonight in the program. We have Brendan McGlynn and Aoife Dolan. Brendan's from Letterkenny, and Brendan's well known to a lot of people. And we have Claire, or Aoife Doolan, who is from Clare, I beg your pardon. Good to see you.
Yeah, you do.
And, you know, the thing about it is, I was just talking to you off air and I was saying, you know, this and that and the other, and I thought I hadn't seen you before. And you were actually in the programme last year here with us. So you're back again, Brenton.
Yeah, things haven't changed.
Enjoying it again.
It's great to be back.
When were you playing last night?
We actually had a night off last night. We played today at 3 o'clock on the Island stage, and then I'll play tonight down at 10.
I love the way you had to think of it now, because once you hit Aaron Moore, it goes into a different time zone.
Once you get on that ferry, something changes.
Something changed. We also the Hamlet. But hey, you're kicking away and doing stuff, and what's happening?
A lot, yeah. I just finished my first major release, I guess. Like, my first EP is finished. I just got the masters back, doing the videos next week, so that's going to be out at the end of the summer. So
Good stuff. Really excited
about that, yeah.
And since this time last year, and now you... How have you found yourself musically? Are you on the same, or is it?
No, it's always it's always progressing. Like I was saying, I did the EP kind of. I mean, it's been so long. I've been playing for so long, I never really got the chance to be able to do it. And then I was given an opportunity where I could go and record, and I just went for it, and it came out brilliantly. So I'm over the moon. I can't wait for people actually hear it.
Brilliant. You know? And all the stuff you're doing it's all obviously your own material.
Yeah.
Are yourself and Aoife collaborating?
Yeah, we do kind of write the melodies together, like some of like the harmonies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I come through with like the songs, and then we kind of work out kind of what to do live, you know.
Aoife, lovely to see you. Thanks for coming.
See you too.
And you're still got the same buzz for the music, the same love for it, or is it even more now, or in what way is it?
You grow a little bit more every time you come back to Aaron Moore.
Right, and this is the second of many.
Yeah.
You'll be back again. Yeah. Listen, we'd love to get a song. Brendan, what are you going to do for us?
This is a song about living in Dublin, I guess. It's called Thomas Street. About a woman from Dublin. Jeebus.
Right. Is it about yourself?
It's from my perspective, yeah.
Right. So I love it. I love it. Your own time, Brendan. Thank you.
Hanging out today, I found myself around your way. It's like I did yesterday. And I take the long way to school just so I'll bump into you, so I can act super cool. It's not your fault, honey, I have to let you go. Who knows where this can go? The words, they are too hard to say. When I see you today, hey. To get you off my mind, so I met some girls I found online. They just wanna talk all the time. Friday night in my best blue shirt, but pinafores and knee-length skirts never make me want to flirt. Cause it's not your fault, honey, I have to let you
say, are you going my way, babe? I will probably change my mind. There is no truer line. I'll take my time and just see where my little feet take me. Probably run Thomas Street.
Yes, absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much. Do you know, that just took us away in a nice, relaxed direction. When's the EP out? When can it expect that?
It should be out in August. I'd say the end of August at the latest, I'd say.
That's brilliant. Bren, listen, the best of luck. And Aoife, thanks indeed for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. We're going for a quick ad break. We're coming back live from the Swell Festival in Arranmore with Kate O'Callaghan and Seamus Devaney. Don't go away. Wait!
At your local Life Pharmacy, you'll get everything you need, including the advice and expertise to help keep you on your feet. Keep you looking good and feeling good. To help you deal with life's little knocks. And look after life's little surprises. Whatever it is, just ask at Brennan's Life Pharmacy, Carndonagh, Ward's Life Pharmacy, St. Johnston, at any of more than 60 other Life Pharmacies nationwide, or visit lifepharmacy.ie.
Surround yourself in luxury with a visit to Serenity Hair and Beauty Day Spa at Ancourt Hotel Gador. At Serenity, you'll experience the best in beauty and spa treatments using the finest quality skincare products at Donegal's only Elemis Salon. At Serenity, we'll do your hair, nails and makeup, all from the comfort of the one chair, including great length hair extensions. Serenity Hair and Beauty Day Spa at Ancourt Hotel Gador. Open Tuesday to Sunday. Call 95607 00. Serenity. It's all in the name.
Who's watching your home while you're asleep, at work or on holiday? With the Sheridan Security Alarm System, you can be assured of round-the-clock monitoring. Our central monitoring station is on duty 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, monitoring houses for intruder, fire and panic signals, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Sheridan Security Systems, Bunagee, Letterkenny. Protecting what you value most. Call us today for a free quotation on 91260025.
Broadcasting throughout the Northwest and across the world online, this is Highland Radio with Paul McDevitt.
Yes, you're very welcome back indeed. We are here in Arranmore Island this evening, and I have to set the scene here. I'm looking out, and when we started the program, there's one sheep on top of that hill, right? About 15,000 people. Now there's three sheep, and I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's that time of the year for sheep. I don't know, but they're all on top of the hill anyway. But it's absolutely beautiful. We're looking out and right into Borden Port from where we are here. If you've never been here, I'm telling you something now. You got to get to, everybody agree, you definitely have to get the Arranmore. You know, once you get on that ferry at Borden Port, all your cares and worries go out the window. Now, the only way you can beat that is get a boat to somewhere else when you go back again. But I'm delighted to say I'm joined by good friends of ours. It's Kate O'Callaghan and Seamus Devaney. And the thing about it is they are now due on stage, but they have definitely given us their time. Kate, lovely to see you.
Oh, lovely to see you too.
As always. And Seamus?
It's absolutely fabulous as... Well, annually, usually.
As always,
Absolutely.
Listen, you're playing in here in a Dave Muldowney tent very, very shortly.
We are.
We were over there. Hey, do you know, it's a brilliant venue. It's just a lovely atmosphere in it.
Oh, it's great. The sound is amazing on the stage.
That's the thing about it.
It's so
we were in,
good.
In, 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 I just was, the acoustics were just really, you know, for something in a tent that you would find maybe throw you off at times. So you're a wee bit nervous before you go on, but once you go on, then it's just Kate O'Callaghan and just, her own element.
Yeah, that's it. Once I go on, then we're on a roll.
Brilliant.
We just have to get rolling to begin
with. Yes, indeed. That's exactly, I think that's the big thing, Kate. Once you get rolling, then you're on a roll. But listen, we'd love, we're not going to keep you up, but we're delighted you came along. Will you, what are you going to play for us? And Seamus, as always, I love that violin.
Oh.
Never. Every time I see it, I just go, oh, that's just...
Can I play a request on your show?
Yes, indeed.
This one's to Fitzhard, because he's the guy who put the back on my violin when I burnt it off.
Oh, who did
that? About 2 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago, actually.
Right.
Yeah, he scarfed this piece of wood in, and it sounds better than it did originally.
And how did you manage to burn that?
I was in a mix engineer's, well, Ornie McBrearty, who would be known to a lot of people.
Of course, Ornie's well known.
Mix
here,
engineer
yes.
for Attica and his own stuff. I was in his mix's studio with Kate, and we're working on a release, by the way, which is out in the autumn. Hey, chance for a plug. Right.
We'll hear about that on Monday night.
You
session.
Will indeed. Yes. And it's out in the autumn. It's commemorative of the 2016-1916 thing, featuring a character that's a relative of Kate's. And I set it on the table on a tea light. And I now know how long it takes to burn a violin. It takes about 12 seconds.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it's just, boom, it's amazing. Wood that's over 100 years old burns really fast. Who'd have thunk it?
In fairness, Seamus, it's lovely that you got it back, isn't it?
I'm going to do this one bit more. Fitzhard, who's from Kerry, he's a luthier, lives in Letterkenny. Anybody making a guitar or looking for a guitar to be made, give him a ring, Fitzhard. But he said to me after three weeks, I don't know what we'll do, you know. I'm not sure how to approach this. I'm not sure. And then eventually says, I want to repair it so that it sounds better than it originally did, but so that you always know it was burnt.
Oh, wee bit of an age on it.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see it, and as I say, I'm always amazed. I love that because it's about. Do you say it's a couple of hundred years old?
Yeah, it's a French violin. Its origins are very, very shrouded, but I know with that rest, that puts it pre-World War I.
Wow. The thing about it is, I don't play a lot of instruments, but I have a great appreciation for the craftsmanship involved. That's why maybe I go on a wee bit about it at times. It's beautiful.
Great. We don't have to.
But
anyway,
we're not going to hold you up because I know there's people sitting there waiting. Where are they?
Woo-hoo.
What are you going to do for us?
We're going to do a song called Witching Hour. And this is basically about not being able to get to sleep. And for any creative types that their heads are worrying at night and they can't get to sleep, this is a song called Witching Hour. And I'm going to play this on a ukulele that's worth about 20 quid. Just to put that in context with Seamus's violin.
I was talking about a ukulele before that. Now, hold on a minute. That's worth more than 20 quid. I don't care what you say.
Ah, well, it might be double that. But
I paid 20 quid for a ukulele, and I tell you what, it's half the size that and half the value. But listen, in your own time, thank you very much.
I think it's in tune. I can't quite hear it, but...
Well, sounds good to me, isn't it?
There we go.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4...
Wake myself up at 3 in the morning, sleep talking about things that I should know by now. Tell myself later, but I don't know how. Guess I'll wait for the witching hour. When old souls wake, tell their stories once more. Then I'll toss and turn, lose and earn, till the day I finally learn. The sun hadn't yet risen. Feel like the only one awake, save the people on the motorway. Driving stony red-eyed riders, gonna end up sleeping on the same mile marker. Again and again, every morning that I find myself waking up, wondering why is it I keep waking myself at 3 in the morning. Sleep talking about things that I should know by now. Tell myself later that I don't know how. And I guess I'll wait for the witching hour when all souls wake and tell their stories once more. Then I'll toss and turn, lose and earn till the day I finally learn. There's deep love at the very first draft. There's mighty big steps to perfecting my craft. But I'm still young, fall on my ass. When I am older, I'll be laughing less. But the bruises and the scrapes, the time that it takes, so that all that remains are reminders of the days when I wake at 3 in the morning, sleep talking about things that I should know by now.
myself bleeding, but I don't know how. I guess I'll wait for the witching hour when all souls wake and tell their stories once more. Then I'll toss and turn, lose and earn till the day I finally learn.
As always, your music is so beautiful. It's so haunting. It just comes across. And Seamus, what I loved was the way you played the fiddle with no bow at the start. I'm going, I never seen it like that before in my life. Beautiful.
I think they call it pizzicato.
Is that what it's called?
I think that's what they call it.
Well, you see, you know more than me because I was off that day at school.
Do you know what they call this? They call this pure class. Thanks to the two of you for supporting live original Irish music. You are the flag bearers for the country.
Wow, well.
You totally deserve all the kudos.
Thing about it, I've said to you many times, I said to you both, we do the easy work. You're the ones that have to work hard all year round. Give it up one more time, Seamus Devaney and Kate O'Callaghan. Well done. Woo! Thank you so much indeed. Right, tell you what we're going to do. One of the artists that we've been watching a long time in the program is Brian Deedy. And Brian's got a new song out there. We're going to take this from his album. Have a listen to this. This is absolutely brilliant.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, indeed. You're very welcome back to Highland Radio on the Sunday night sessions. We are live here, and I'm sure you can hear it in the background here. The atmosphere is just brilliant. What I love about here is the amount of people. Everybody that walks by me looks like a singer-songwriter for some strange reason, except some people that I'm looking at here who look like world star class DJs. Anyway, I have to say a request here. Say hello to Neil and Kathleen Boyle and Stack Moore and Aaron Moore. And that comes in from Pat Gallagher. That's Pat from the Goldstone Shave and all the family in Bombay. And if you're a fan of Pat's and the Goats, don't forget they have sold out one night in the Ballard Theatre in September. And their tickets are available for the second night. Go to the website and check out all the details from that. They've got exclusive next week coming. They have a brand new song and a brand new video coming, and there's more to follow. This is going to be the cracker of 2016. Anyway, back to we go to the live music. I am delighted to say we are joined by Simon McCafferty and Karen Kelly.
Hello.
Thank you. You're supposed to say hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. No, great to see you. You're no strangers to the music and the Donegal scene. You just came out today, and I knew you'd be looking at you, Simon, when you came out today, because you've got such a fresh head on you. You know?
Blazered and everything.
Anybody, I can actually, there's a man walk by now, and I know he's been here for about 3 weeks, with John Muldowney, and he's got a T-shirt on, and I can't say live what his T-shirt is, what it says. I can't, no. No, no, because my ma's listening, she'll go mad. Right? Simon and Karen, lovely to see you, Henry, by the way. And how's things with you?
Yeah, good, yeah.
Recording away?
Yes, we're working on our EP at the minute.
How are you?
We're just taking a wee break for the swell, but we'll be getting back into it now.
And gigging wise, are you doing a lot?
Yeah, we've got a gig now on the 24th of July. Actually, we're supporting View Varkaturi down in Coldath for the Eric Lars Festival.
Very good.
So it'll be the next time.
Looking forward to
that. Aye, it should be good.
But you're getting out there, your exposure, if you just turn on the Emerald website, you see that both of you's on that on nearly every page, which is great. Simon, yourself, what about you?
Playing away, I suppose.
Playing away. You've got that kind of laid-back attitude, and I think that goes with the flow, you know?
It could be the alcohol, but I don't know. Maybe.
It's what?
It could be the alcohol right now, but sure.
It might be all right. It's all to do with the having the crack and whatever else.
No, yeah,
so what are you doing yourself? You're gigging also?
Oh, yeah, gigging away. Doing
you writing any stuff?
Me and Karen are writing away. And we got some ideas and out there for future references. But at the moment, it's just EP trying to keep on out there.
And are you playing here tonight?
We were playing at 4:30 earlier.
Oh, did you? How'd that go?
It went brilliant.
You enjoyed it?
I was classic.
It's a good atmosphere, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Isn't
people have never been. I recommend, forget about your Glastonbury's. Get out here and you know.
Absolutely.
And in fairness, what I loved about it here, it was Glastonbury-ish to me because me read Dr. Martin's got muck, and they never seen muck in the 5 years that I have them, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Which creates the atmosphere better,
That's it.
Right, well, listen, back to the music. Are you going to sing for us? What would you say?
We're going to sing one of our own songs that's going to be on our EP.
Oh, lovely.
It's called The Heatherfield.
Brilliant. And your own time, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. If I could, I would return to you.
If I could go back in time,
indeed. Karen Kelly and Simon McCafferty, and do you know, I just love your guitar playing.
Thank you.
But equally, I love your vocals coming on, love your harmony, the whole thing's lovely. And will you be back in Club Yo very shortly?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, hopefully.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed, definitely. Maya Brennan shouting from the wings here.
Happy to get down there as soon as possible again.
Of course. And do you know, it's brilliant. It's always a pleasure listening to both of these, because
you work
equally well. And get recording, get the EP out, just come up again and see us in the Monday night sessions.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. One more time for Karen Kelly and Simon McCafferty. Yes, quick ad break. Yes, indeed. You're very welcome back. Thank you very much indeed. We are live at the Swell Festival here on this Sunday evening. A beautiful Sunday evening, as I have to say. It's really, really. But not only that, the weather's great, the atmosphere's great, and the people here with us are all really, really enjoying the crack. But I am delighted to say we are joined by a good friend of ours, an international singer-songwriter and star, Maya Brennan. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
And not forgetting her daughter, Aisling Jarvis. Aisling, thank you. And what I noticed was when me and Jimmy pulled up today, Aisling was over right away. You must have spied us. Just tell him. So we got the orders right away. Thank you so much. Boy, it's lovely to see you.
It's great. It's great to be
here. Tell me,
you.
This because you come across here and a lot of people don't pass no remarks, but people probably go, "Am I Brennan's down there talking?" You're very ordinary, and I don't mean that to be patronising.
I think I said this the other day, but I came out for one day. Ashley was singing last year on the main stage in the morning, Sunday morning, and we came out for the day. And just, I love the whole atmosphere.
It's lovely.
You know, that you know, John's created. It's just amazing. And it's so difficult to get everybody in because there's so much music going on.
Exactly.
All the time.
Well, we can hear that in the background. You know, sometimes you're concerned about the sound. I think even that sound in the background is beautiful because it's lovely.
I love it.
When we're coming on here, the whole, once we come on the ferry today, like, the atmosphere just changed for us, you know.
Everybody's in great form.
We went into sort of reverse mode.
We
started to plan the program about 10 to 6 just before we came on. We were so laid back, you know. But,
I know. But sure, you have so many to choose from as well. That's the problem you have here.
We went down to the. You're on the.
And the barn over there. And there's. It's all day today. It's all the Gaelic songs and Gaelic conversations and everything. And I just come from there. Yeah. And it's just amazing. Great atmosphere. And what a great thing to do. I've never been at a festival that had just a Gaelic day, on one of the stages.
You know the thing about it? I think because the music and us Gaelic are the way it's going now. There's a lot of festivals couldn't do that. They couldn't create that totally Irish language thing.
They haven't tried. Let's put it like that.
They probably could. Sorry, you're right. They haven't tried.
There's plenty of people there
I'll tell you what. Anybody listening, they're just wondering. Try it, you see. But the lovely thing about it is, me and Jimmy were out in the field, and we looked over. You see. And I seen this barn over my left hand side, and I seen a couple of dogs running around. Jimmy said to me, "What?" I said, "Must be a dog thing, a dog competition on, right?" And that's what I genuinely thought it was. I said, "We're not going over there."
Oh,
so
we were
in the Dave Muldowney tent where we're looking, and we came out. So I said, it was Jerry Early we were talking to, or somebody we were talking to, and he said that was just put together at the last minute. And I said, "That's fantastic! What they can do with a piece of tin." But then when I got closer,
it's not tin.
It's canvas, done like tin. Well, it's unbelievable, you know.
It really is. So I just listened to Amani Vursky over there, who's amazing, and then Lauren Nicasady, and it's just so exciting. It's so exciting to be here. And I'll be honest with you, even if I'm not playing, I'm coming here every year. I'm sorry, John.
Well, it's lovely. And I know you've, as I say, I'm very conscious of the fact I don't want to sound like condescending or patronizing, but it's great that somebody like yourself, who's a great ambassador for Irish music, international, that acknowledges this, because it means a lot to the people that are organizing it, that your name's connected with it. You know what I mean? It is a big thing.
I wish, Donegal people, if they really realise what's out here, even, there was a little bit of drizzle now and again, no harm. It's very good to your skin and good for your hair and
it's
skin.
It's brilliant to my skin, isn't it? I don't know what it's done because I was all wrinkled when I left the band today.
It's the atmosphere and the vibe and everything that's here. And if you come once, you'll want to come again.
Yeah, you know,
even if you come over for the day. So anybody that's listening I hope they'll be saying, "Ah, darn, I should have been there." But
they definitely. And I say this when I go back home. It's the whole atmosphere of the thing. Yes. I think everybody's troubles and stresses are left behind. In the mainland.
Totally,
and as I said earlier on, we'll just go back another way. We don't want to pick them up. You know what I mean? The way back. We'll leave them there. Listen, you're on stage at.
I think about half nine or something.
Half nine.
Is it? Yeah.
It kind of works. So before we go on to song, yourself, what are you doing recording wise and touring and that? I know you're a busy year.
I was busy like at the end of the year up to March, and then kind of all that's happening is festivals during the summer. But Ashley and I have been doing the animation that I think I mentioned to you before.
We just finished that. Oh, very
and
good.
That's going to be on TV in September.
How did you find it?
And it was absolutely wonderful.
Great
sense of learning as well, because I've done a lot of TV and film music, but actually doing music to an animation, a sci-fi animation for 26 episodes.
It's a total different game.
Absolutely incredible.
26 episodes?
Yeah, and they want us to do another 26 next
year. Is that
year,
series one?
That's series one. Yeah. So.
Series two.
Yeah,
brilliant.
No, it was a real, learning curve, and it was fantastic. So I have some festivals in Poland and America, Milwaukee Festival and things like that during the summer, and some gigs as well. There's Ina Jack next week in Leo's Saturday.
Yes.
We have the club on the Friday night, and then Ina Jack is sort of an old Fairs Day that happened in Meenalak years and years ago. And it's happening next Saturday again. They've been trying to kind of keep it going, and there's all sorts of stalls and crafts and everything for the whole day, and we have a children's competition
at
2 o'clock.
On
the Saturday, that's the 16th, and the club yaws the night before, and then we have Inish Fall playing on Saturday night, and then there's more music on the Sunday. So it's
a good weekend.
I love being around Donegal.
I know. What I tell you, and in fairness, I always say to Donegal people that it's a very, if you're a salesman trying to sell Donegal, it's the best job you ever had in your life. Do you know what I mean? Because it's so easy. But Ashley, yourself, how's things for you?
That's good, Just been working away in the studio.
You're big into producing now, you know?
Yeah, I am, a bit. Actually, there's a band that I'm producing with at the moment are playing in about 5 minutes on the stage.
5 minutes?
But, yeah, Hummingbird.
The Hummingbirds, we love the Hummingbirds.
Yeah. So they're
very good.
Yeah.
Well, you see, we're not going to hold you up, Ben, if you're there in 5 minutes, because we'd love to get a song. That's a nice way of telling me to shut up.
No,
No, I'm only joking. But it's lovely to see you. You're going to do a song for us, Moya. Yeah.
Well, because it's a Gaelic stage tonight, so we might as well do a Gaelic song.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much.
A local one. It's one I've been doing for years called Bohol and Arnia.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Frekinin kalinja sok Yerin basbreliye Tamen sevar golyo Sankar ki hafede Hondai mio O klart o mnor nar klart mesheria Ha hegem marts go slahe hoy kvraya sa
You know, I love songs that take me somewhere, and that just takes me somewhere. It's not a lot of times that happens, but when it does, it's beautiful. And Ashley, in fairness, your low harmonies were just so.
Thank you.
One more time, Moya Brennan and Ashley Jarvis. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And we wish you well. And we'll be in touch, and you'll keep in contact with us. You're good ambassador for Donegal music. Thank you so much indeed.
Thanks for your support.
We're going to listen to a band now that were up with us a couple of weeks ago. Propeller Pounds from Dublin. They'll take us to the news at 7 o'clock, and we'll be right back live from the Swell Festival here this Sunday evening in Arnmore Island.